Today on Maine Calling, what's on tap for the performing arts across the state this season? Summer in Maine brings so many good things. Wildflowers and warm sandy beaches, lazy hammock days and cookouts with friends, lobster rolls and wild blueberries, and all kinds of fabulous performances and venues across the state. I'm Jennifer Rooks. The schedules are out. Tickets are on sale. And arts organizations across the state are gearing up for a season of drama, laughter, and music. Today on Maine Calling, we will learn about the wide range of shows, events, and festivals happening in Maine this summer, including music, theater, dance, comedy, and more. We'll highlight some lesser-known venues and out-of-the-ordinary performances to catch this season as well. What show are you most looking forward to? Maine Calling is just ahead.
Support for Maine Calling comes from Rennie's, a Maine shopping adventure throughout Maine, now open in Bangor, Waterville, and Augusta. And Maine Seacoast Mission, delivering health care, education, and support to islands and coastal downeast communities. Learn more at seacoastmission.org. And Bangor Savings Bank, committed to helping northern New England communities thrive. You matter more. Bangor.com.
I'm Jennifer Rooks. This is Maine Calling. Are you in the mood for a show? There is no shortage of choices for entertainment in Maine in the months ahead. Music of all genres, edgy to elegant dance performances, musicals, and melodrama, and plenty of performances that defy categorization. Joining me for a preview of upcoming shows and events are Amesel Ponte, who is a music writer and content producer with the Portland Press Herald, and Molly Cashwell, director of the Cultural Alliance of Maine. We invite you to join the conversation. Is there an interesting venue or performance coming up in your community that you would like to highlight? You can send us a brief email, talk@mainepublic.org, post a comment on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call at 1-800-399-3566. If you are going to call in, please don't wait till the end of the program. We often have people do that and we can't fit all the calls in. So again, 1-800-399-3566. Amesel, I know that you predominantly cover the greater Portland area, though you will get in the car and drive. But it does seem to me that there has recently been a big rise in the number of venues and the kinds of shows that are offered and the whole festival culture, having festivals in Maine. Is that right? Are we seeing more and more every year?
Where's the lie? I think you're speaking the truth. And, you know, a big factor, at least in Greater Portland, is Live at Madrid's, which is an awesome new venue off of 4th Street. So that's really exciting. But if I may, I wanted to wish two venues huge, very important anniversaries, which is Stone Mountain Arts Center celebrates 20 years this summer, and Jonathan's in Ogunquit, 50 years. So huge congrats to both of those very important live music venues in the state.
Oh, wow. Molly, what about statewide? Are we seeing any trends? Are we seeing more and more diversity in what's being offered?
Yeah, I think, you know, I grew up in Bangor. And so over the past decades, it's just been incredible to see the performing arts scene in that area in particular truly, truly blossom. You know, whether it's the huge waterfront concerts bringing incredible acts to some of the smaller community-driven theater and music events, plus the stalwarts like Penobscot Theater Company. I live in the Ellsworth area now, and Down East is having some incredible performing arts blossoming. And it's just been so wonderful to see more and more audiences really embrace a huge array of types of performances.
Yeah, it's almost difficult to figure out how to do your summer, right? You know, you've got the house guests, you've got the, you know, wanting to take the ferry to Monhegan, wanting to get up to the North Woods, and then trying to squeeze in all the shows.
That's right. It's a great way to add in your hiking plans, you know, catch a show nearby, right?
That's a great idea. So Amesel, we are only an hour-long program, and so there's no way we're going to be able to list everything. So we're going to do some highlights. I know you well enough to know which show you're most excited about this year. You are, in fact, wearing a T-shirt, which would be my guess. It says Brandi Carlile on it. So tell me about all the shows you're really excited about. And, of course, you can start with that one.
Brandi Carlile on her Human Tour, August 13th at Cross Arena in Portland. I saw the show in Boston in February. I've seen her a lot. It was one of the best shows I've ever seen. So if you're on the fence, get tickets. But before that, Joe Jackson, I mean, again, long list here, but Joe Jackson, the State Theater on July 11th, very excited for that. Of course, hello, Barry Manilow. He's back, finally, his farewell show. He's been so ill, and he has rallied like a champ. That's July 3rd. Weird Al Yankovic up in Bangor, July 19th. Tori Amos, Merrill Auditorium on July 29th. A couple tickets left. I'm hysterical. Indigo Girls, Thompson's Point, August 25th. Oh, and Trombone Shorty in Orleans Avenue. I want to give a shout out to the Bowl in the Pines, great venue in Sydney. And one more, Toto with Christopher Cross and the Romantics, July 23rd up in Bangor. Can you imagine singing along to Africa Live? Because I can't. I would just die.
Okay.
And again, that's a snapshot.
And some of these big names, Joe Jackson, Barry Manilow, are they sold out?
You know what? Barry is not quite sold out. I haven't checked Joe Jackson lately, but I bet you there's a couple at least balcony seats left. Indigo Girls, Thompson's Point is not sold out because it's a huge space. Billy Idol with Devo, I'm sure there's tickets left for that because that's gargantuan up in Bangor. But I wouldn't sleep on tickets too long. Same for Weird Al.
Speaking of music, especially now that we're reminding people on the air, Molly, speaking of music at this point, what are you looking forward to? What do you want to shine a spotlight on?
Oh my gosh. Well, near where I live, coming up at the Abbey Museum's Donland Festival of Art and Ideas, they have some great stage performances at that event. On July 11th, I'm looking forward to hearing Daniel French, who's based in the West Coast. He has a kind of combination style of Latin hip hop and indigenous future sounds, as he calls it. It's going to be a really fun, energetic show. So definitely encourage catching that plus the rest of the festival.
All right. Well, Molly offered a strategic idea about how to fit everything in, plan a hiking trip, maybe around a concert at a venue in a town where you don't live. Amesel, what are some strategies that you have for enjoying the summer to its fullest without being overwhelmed?
You know what? I just have one piece of advice. Just drink a lot of, just do what I do. Just drink coffee all day, every day. And, you know, just take a disco nap and just get yourself out there. I've never woken up on a morning after a concert and said to myself, gosh, I'm too tired, that I should have not have done that. So I there's no excuse. Just figure it out. We are all capable humans. Go out and see live music, support the venue, support the artists you love. That's my entire sales pitch.
Amesel, I've never heard that expression, a disco nap. What's a disco nap?
No, that's your 4 o'clock nap. It's, you know, about an hour. And just to get you reset for the evening festivities.
Ah, the 4 o'clock nap. The 1 o'clock nap is a different thing. That's the power nap. But the 4 o'clock nap is the disco nap. Okay. Maybe we need to do a main calling on napping and the different kinds of napping. Joining us on the line now is Jeff Shaw, who's executive producer of Maine Academy of Modern Music, which runs the Resurgam Festival. Thanks so much for calling in, Jeff.
Hey, thanks. And executive director.
Executive director.
Quite a bit too, so yeah.
Sorry about that. So I understand the festival kicks off tomorrow in Portland. Is this the festival that old timers would know as the Old Port Festival?
It is. We have taken the space of what was the Old Port Festival. We are expanding this year. In the last number of years, we've been on the waterfront at Ocean Gateway. Are we bringing the Old Port Festival back? No. Are we hosting part of our festival in the Old Port? Yes. So Saturday, we're expanding and offering two stages of live music from 5 to 8 p.m. In the Old Port, Old Port Square, and on Dana Street, the corner of Dana and Commercial, which is where MAM used to host our own stage during the Old Port Fest at that spot. So it's fun to kind of return to that scene. And then we are, you know, partnering with a number of venues through town Saturday night where, you know, Creative Portland hosts a First Friday Art Walk. We're hosting a Rock Walk where we're teaming up with venues, you know, like Portland Lobster Company, Re-Raw, Porthole, Portland House of Music, et cetera, where, you know, the live music is happening in the Old Port anyhow. So we're just kind of, you know, trying to shine a light on it. So, you know, come see our stage. We have some of our youth students, our adult students, some of our faculty are performing. Our instructor, Pesha Mall, and her band Forget Forget are headlining the MAM stage. And then on at Old Square, we have One Longfellow Square with their Leaf artists. We have Scylla Bonnie and Speed of Sound headlining that stage as well. And then Sunday, all day from noon to 7 at Ocean Gateway, we'll have three stages of live music. You know, a bunch of our students will be performing. We'll have, you know, food trucks and a Maker's Mall and beer gardens. And this is all presented by Otto. Otto Pizza is our premier sponsor and thankful to have them. And this is all free.
I was going to ask Jeff, how does one get a ticket? You don't. You just show up?
You don't. You just show up. And there, some of the, you know, the Portland House of Music is a partner event for that Saturday night. That is a ticketed show. That's a Lady Gaga Pride show, which is, you know, we definitely encourage folks to go support them. But otherwise, everything else is free.
All right. Well, Jeff, the whole time you've been talking, Amesel keeps throwing me thumbs up. Amesel, you're excited about some of the bands performing.
Well, I just love, Scylla Bonnie's great, and I love Forget Forget. Pesha's awesome. They're a great band, huge fan. That's awesome.
Well, Jeff, while we've got you on the phone, you know, people may have heard of Maine Academy of Modern Music. You mentioned that you have students that are young people and also adults. What's your philosophy? What are you hoping to do for Maine?
I mean, the philosophy is, you know, everybody should be in a band. Everybody should have that experience. It's one of the coolest relationships you'll ever be in, and a creative one. And that's, you know, MAM's, you know, overall mission. We're trying to help people take the musical step and help them connect with their community and, you know, through music they love the most. So we, you know, it's primarily for kids. You know, we have, you know, after school lessons and rock bands, and it's kind of like rock and roll little league where we match kids into bands and there's a coach and we, you know, teach and then perform at these, you know, public events. We have summer camps. We have, you know, but we are a nonprofit, right? So we there's an outreach arm to what we do. So we partner with like the Boys and Girls Club, Long Creek Youth Development Center. We are, the current effort is really an expansion into Eastern Maine. So we are kind of building this triangle of Bangor, MDI with the Criterion Theater in Bar Harbor and Washington County, my home turf, where I grew up. We just held a camp there over the April school vacation, and the band that was formed at Narragansett High School, my alma mater, is actually coming down to play at Resurgam as well. So they're called Corn with a C. And so it's not just what can we bring to rural Maine, but how can we bring rural Maine out into the universe as well. So.
Well, Jeff, thanks so much for calling in. I hope everything this weekend goes wonderfully and you have a lot of fun. Jeff Shaw is Executive Director of the Maine Academy of Modern Music, and the Resurgam Festival starts tomorrow in Portland. We will go up to Gouldsboro and Darren. Hi, Darren. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes, I'm happy to be calling in. I wanted to bring or draw your attention to two organizations out in the Down East area. I am the executive director of the Winter Harbor Music Festival, and we have our upcoming summer season starting with the Atomic Italian Opera, Italiana in Algeri, with English titles, so you can get all the jokes, get all the humor. So I'd like to draw people's attention to that. Also, the Winter Harbor Music Center, we're really excited. That's a new project that is being created. So to find out more about that, you can go to winterharbormusicfestival.org. And then the second thing that I wanted to draw people's attention to is a different organization that I'm associated with. That's the Gilbert and Sullivan Society of Maine. And they are celebrating their 50th anniversary this year with the performance of the Gilbert and Sullivan show, The Grand Duke, which is one that they've actually haven't ever done in all of their 50 years. And they're also planning a return trip to compete at the Buxton International Gilbert and Sullivan Festival next year. So to find out more about that, you can go to gilbertsullivanmaine.org.
Well, Darren, thanks for calling in, and I appreciate all the good work you're doing down east. Let's see, we will go to Wells and Kathy. Hi, Kathy, go ahead.
Hi there. I just wanted to tell everyone about the Teddy Bear Picnic. It's a family concert for children on the 28th of June. It's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Wells Community Hall. Please bring your stuffy and be prepared to sing along with other puppets. And it's $20 per family. So you can call me for a ticket, 207-319-5873.
Well, Kathy, thanks so much for calling in. And just an example, Amesel, of the creativity. This is for children. Bring your teddy bear. Bring your stuffy to the concert.
I think that's awesome. What a fun event.
Great. We will go to Cal, who's calling from Standish. Hi, Cal. Go ahead.
Hi there. This is Cal Sugatsky, and I am the curator of Vigorous Tenderness. We run solstice and equinox concerts year-round outdoors in beautiful places in Maine. And we are celebrating the summer solstice on June 21st from 6 to 8 p.m. at Hedgehog Mountain in Freeport.
Great. Thanks for calling in. Both of our guests today are smiling and have been to Vigorous Tenderness concerts. Either of you want to say something?
The whole Vigorous Tenderness thing, which started during the pandemic, is one of the greatest things that's happening in the state of Maine. I've been to a number of them, absolutely phenomenal. The fact that they put this on four times a year with some often highlighting underrepresented artists is just, it's phenomenal. Just trust me on this. Just Google Vigorous Tenderness, get on their list and just go.
Well, Cal, thanks so much for calling. Molly, go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like this outdoor and immersive performance, that is a bit of a trend. And, you know, it is so perfect for Maine in our season where it's warm outside, but also year round, too. I think we're getting better at gathering in all weather. And I think enjoying a performance outdoors just has such a special essence to it. So, yeah.
Well, we're talking about the performing arts this summer season in Maine. What do you want to highlight? Our phone number, 1-800-399-3566. Our email address, talk@mainepublic.org. This is Maine Calling. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today's program, a celebration of performing arts in Maine, especially the summer season, which is so busy. My guests are both performing arts enthusiasts who know what's going on. Molly Cashwell is director of the Cultural Alliance of Maine, and Amesel Ponte is a music writer and content producer with the Portland Press Herald. We invite you to join the conversation. You can ask our guests for advice about a particular genre or a particular place to go, or you can promote something you're really excited about. You can send a brief email to talk@mainepublic.org, comment on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call at 1-800-399-3566. Again, 1-800-399-3566. Molly, earlier we were talking about some of the big performers coming to Maine. These are the kind of artists that people all over the country are excited about because they're on tour. But what about sort of the opposite? What about only in Maine are you going to see this?
Yeah, I love going to venues that are just so rooted in the place where they are putting on work. One of my favorites is Celebration Barn out in South Paris in Western Maine. Specifically, they've got a show coming up by a physical artist named Maddie White called The Free State on July 25th. She developed that show over the course of a few workshops at Celebration Barn because they are a renowned space for physical theater workshop development. So if you like really funny, fresh, incredibly creative shows in a beautiful rustic setting, then you really have to put Celebration Barn on your personal performance map.
Okay. And Amesel, we talked about Resurgam Festival, but festival, oh boy. I mean, there are individual shows and then there are festivals. Give us a smattering of the festival.
I would consider this a festival of sorts. I'm going to be with Phoenix Theater Company, Shakespeare. They do a Shakespeare production every summer in Deering Oaks Park. And it's such a wonderful place to see a show. They incorporate the physical elements of the park into the show. July 9th through August 1st, this year's show is Henry IV, Part 1. So there's that. And that is so cool. Then we've got, shout out to Rockland, the North Atlantic Blues Festival. This thing has been happening for quite a long time. Huge blues acts over a weekend, July 11th and 12th in Rockland. That is totally awesome. Of course, the Yarmouth Clam Festival in July. And what else we got? Let's not forget Windjammer Days up in Booth Bay Harbor. So there's a million, the Greek festival. There's a couple, there's one in Saco. There's one in Portland. Just get out there and go to a festival, everybody, and buy me a couple whoopie pies. Although that festival already happened.
Calling in now Jeff Beam, who is talent buyer with Vinegar Hill Music Theater in Arundel. Thanks for calling in, Jeff.
Thanks for having me. That's great.
Tell us about Vinegar Hill Music Theater. How did it come about? What's the origin story?
Well, it used to be the old Arundel Playhouse back in the day, and it turned into a music venue about 10 years ago. Tim Harrington bought it, and it was a music theater for a bit, and he sold it early in the pandemic to the current owners, and it's this wonderful old barn from the 1800s, and Tim completely modernized it and gave it real state-of-the-art audio, but it still retains that old barn charm, and it's all the wood makes it, I think, one of the best sounding rooms in Maine.
Wonderful. Well, what are some of the summer shows you'd like to tell us about?
We got all kinds of good stuff. This weekend we have Carbon Leaf. It's kind of a folk meets indie rock band up from Richmond, Virginia, and we have Erica Brown and the Bluegrass Connection, a local band. We have a Sunday Chill series starting where it's a free outdoor thing in our nice courtyard, and Kafari kicks that off. He's one of the best jazz pianists in Maine. We have Jimmy Vaughn, who's a blues legend, brother of Stevie Ray Vaughan. He's coming through on July 15th. We have some comedy coming up. We have Bluebird Improv Comedy. It's a troupe made up of all kinds of people, including Tim Meadows from Saturday Night Live, Mark Evan Jackson from Parks and Rec, Matt Walsh from Veep. So that'll be amazing. And we have, Songwriters in the Round is coming on July 30th. And that features Will and Luke Mallett and Eric Betancourt, former Mainer who lives in Austin, Texas, coming back up. I'll give you two more. We have Duke Robillard on August 6th, blues legend, former guitarist for the Bob Dylan Band. And I will end with Pokey LaFarge on August 27th. He's a new Maine resident, but a nationally touring artist, kind of an ambassador of early 20th century American music, like early jazz and ragtime and swing. So really eclectic lineup coming up here.
Wonderful, Jeff. Thanks so much for calling in. Jeff Beam with Vinegar Hill Music Theater. Amsel, sounds like Jeff Beam is going to be taking some disco naps this summer.
Yeah, I mean, Vin Hill is great. George Winston, Suzanne Vega. I've seen a number of wonderful shows there, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous spot. Can't emphasize that enough.
We'll go to Charlotte calling from Phippsburg. Hi, Charlotte. Go ahead.
Hi. I'd like to call in about an event that's going to take place in Bath at the Chocolate Church this coming Saturday from 5 to, I believe, about 8. It's called Gather, Folk Lives and Foodways, and it's from the Maine Humanities Council. They're going to be performers. One is a blues artist, and one is from the Penobscot Nation, and the third one is Alma Shrek Ensemble, Maine-based musicians with traditional instruments from the Middle East. There will also be food. For example, the Penobscot Nation chef, Katahdin Kitchen, and they will be serving food. And the tickets are at the Chocolate Church website.
Wonderful. Thanks, Charlotte, for calling in. Let's see. We will go to an email here from Ed. My husband and I sing with the Maine Gay Men's Chorus. Our concerts are at South Portland High School tonight and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2:30. This is for Pride 2026. And, of course, June is Pride Month. We've already heard about some other events linked to Pride Month, including the Saturday night concert that's part of the Resurgam Festival. So thank you for that email, Jim, Ed. And there's also an email here from Jim. There will be a wonderful free concert this Monday at the Greeley Performing Arts Center in Cumberland, 6:30. The Cumberland Community Band and a community chorus of about 50 voices. The program will last between an hour and a half, include a choral version of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. So thank you, Jim, for that. We'll go to Sharon calling from Cornish. Hi, Sharon. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm calling about the Cornish Summer Bandstand Series. This is put on by the Saco River Festival Association, which is an organization that's been around for 30, 40 years, started by Frank and Ruth Glazier. Our concerts are free. They're at the Old Cornish Fairgrounds, Route 25 in Cornish. It's right next to Bangor Savings Bank. We have four concerts from 6 to 7:30 at night. The first one is Haggard and Cashed. That features Erica Brown. Then we have one called Hildaland, which has two amazing musicians, and it's kind of Scottish music. And then we have the Bakery Band out of New Hampshire. And finally, on July 22nd, we have Primo Cubano. Our concerts are free. We sell pizza slices from Sophia's Pizza and homemade baked goods and drinks, and people are welcome to bring picnic lunches and chairs. And we give out free prizes to children, like bubbles or beach balls.
Oh, Sharon, that sounds so fun. And so nice to hear Frank Glazier's Maine, of course, the famous pianist who lived the final couple decades of his life here in Maine. Sharon, thank you so much for calling in. On the line now is Shoni Currier, who is director of the Bates Dance Festival, which features the Martha Odyssey this year. Thanks for joining us, Shoni.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me, what is the Martha Odyssey?
We're so excited to be including drag in the performance series. So the Martha Odyssey is a performance by Jesse Factor, who is based in Pittsburgh and was a dancer with the Martha Graham Company, is currently a faculty member at Point Park and teaches Graham technique. So he's a really accomplished, beautiful Martha Graham dancer. And he does drag as Martha. And so the Martha Odyssey is Jesse as Martha lip-syncing to Madonna. It's sort of amazing. And then also lip-syncing to some actual Martha Graham interviews. So you get some of her actual words and ideas. And it's a really interesting, beautiful show. And there are some big numbers with backup dancers. Yeah, we're really excited about it. And we are hosting an event on July 30th before the performance. The Martha Odyssey is on July 30th and 31st. But then before the July 30th performance is our annual fundraiser, the BD Fet. And that will be hosted by local drag queen Chartreuse Money. And we're really excited to have local drag included as well.
Oh, so thank you. Molly and Amesel both are smiling and agreeing that the Bates Dance Yay. Festival is wonderful. Molly, what would you like to say about it?
Oh my gosh, I still think about a show that I saw there a couple of years ago. I mean, it just really sticks with you, just the artistry and the things that dancers are capable of doing and the feeling that they're capable of provoking. It's unlike anything else. So I really encourage everybody to go see a show.
And Shoni, what are the dates? Are they spread throughout the summer?
Performance is July 10th, and we go basically every weekend of July through the Martha Odyssey on July 31st. So right. We have four different visiting artists from around the country, and then some other things like our musicians concert and some other really great, more local events.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Shoni is Bates Dance Festival Director, and that is Shoni Currier. Let's see, we will go to Robert calling from Searsmont. Hi, Robert, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Robert Sirota. I'm a composer, and for the last 6 years, we've had world-class chamber music in Searsmont in my 800-square-foot studio here. We invite people to our home. We have about 50 indoors and 20 on the porch outdoors. This year, we're having all our concerts in July. The first two are July 6th and 7th. The great piano virtuoso Min Kwan and the great clarinetist Graham Steele Johnson. She's going to play, among other things, a number of variations on America the Beautiful that she commissioned. She commissioned 76 composers to write variations. They're coming out now in a 5-CD set. The second concert is the really world-famous American String Quartet. And they're coming on July, I'm sorry, July 14th and 15th. Yes, Bastille Day. They're coming and they're playing Brahms and Haydn. And the third concert group is Nadia Sirota and Claire Bryant, a viola and cello duo, who are playing Beethoven, Nico Muhly, and other things. You can get more information by going online to Muzzy Ridge Concerts. That's M-Z-Z-Y-R-I-D-G-E Concerts. And we'd like to welcome you to our home and hope you can come and hear some great music.
Thank you. And thank you for calling. Good luck this summer, Robert. We'll go up to Belfast and Glenn. Hi, Glenn. Go ahead.
Hi, Jennifer. This is Glenn from beautiful Belfast, Maine. And if you want to spend a wonderful Maine summer evening right by the water and listen to some great music, the program's called Belfast Summer Nights. It's free. It's just by donation only. It's a variety of music. The first one is June 25th, the jazz, Monday Night Jazz Orchestra. It's be at the Belfast Common. Now, after that, everything is right down by the water. You've got everything from Searsmont Street Band, which was, you've got the Gawler Sisters, you've got Sugar Snaps. It's right on a, you know, in Belfast, we're blessed with just a lot of green space right by the water. And you can dance right next to our new stage, which we have, or a lot of people just bring a lawn chair and just sit there, have a picnic, and enjoy the music. But it's just so much fun, and it's grown in popularity. Ando Anderson started it about 30 years ago, and it has just grown and grown and grown. But, boy, you just can't beat it on a beautiful summer night.
Wonderful, Glenn. And there's a lot going on in Belfast because we have an email here from Zafra about the Belfast Maskers summer events at the Basil Burwell Theater. The Maine Playwrights One Act Festival. The final performances are this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2, and their summer musical, Pippin. So that's going on in Belfast. And Molly, you know about something else.
Yes, there's a really exciting theater collective in Belfast called Countercurrent Collective. They're doing these really adventurous and thought-provoking theater productions and collaborative happenings, outdoors and immersive, again, like we were talking about before. They're doing a production of a Chekhov play called Uncle Vanya that I've actually never seen before. It's outdoors at a secret location, so I'm going, but I don't know quite where I'm going yet, but I'm going to find out, and it's going to be very interesting, so I'm very excited to see that.
Wonderful. And to all of you calling or emailing, please know that the Maine Public Community Calendar is a great place to post your event if you have not already. Thousands of people look at it, so make sure to go to mainepublic.org and post your event on the community calendar. An email here from Kira. The Jupiter String Quartet returns to Bowdoin International Music Festival, performing in Brunswick July 20th and August 3rd. There's also a free live stream available. From Cleo, I want to highlight Jazz at Lamont, which is held monthly at the historic 1870s newly restored Lamont Hall in Brunswick, right on Main Street. You can go to www.lamonthall for more information. We have to take another break. We're going to catch our breath with, and then come back with even more recommendations for getting out and enjoying performing arts this summer in Maine. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today is our performing arts preview. We're learning about, well, the tip of the iceberg of the music, theater, dance, comedy, and other shows and events going on this season. Joining me, Amesel Ponte with the Portland Press Herald and Molly Cashwell with the Cultural Alliance of Maine. You can try to get your comments and questions in. We'd love it. Send a brief email, talk@mainepublic.org. You can also post on Facebook or Instagram or call 1-800-399-3566. 1-800-399-3566. Joining us now, Kurt Dale Clark, who is Artistic Director for the Maine State Music Theater in Brunswick. Thanks so much for calling in, Kurt.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Anything that has to do with the arts, I want to be involved.
So I understand you have quite a lineup this summer. what's on the calendar, and where is Maine State Music Theater anyway?
Maine State Music Theater is located in Brunswick, Maine. We're on the campus of Bowdoin College, right at the intersection of Main Street and Bath Road. We're in the Pickard Theater. It's been there. This is our 64th year. And people have loved it for all those years. And we typically sell out most of our performances. And we hope that everybody can make it to one of our shows. We have Hairspray, the musical, 1776, Frozen the musical, and Come From Away are our four main stage musicals this year.
Okay, I'm going to have you pause right now. Amesel, I understand you kind of like Come From Away.
I'm having almost irrational obsession with that show. I've seen it on stage before, also in Maine, I think last summer. It tells the story of all the planes that were rerouted to somewhere very, I can't remember, of course I'm having Gen X brain,
Gander,
I can't remember Gander, where.
Newfoundland.
Yes, thank you, Gander, Newfoundland, on September 11th, when everything happened so quickly, and all these planes, and way more than the airport would have ever thought, and they were all stuck there for about 4 or 5 days, and it's a really wonderful show. I love every song. It's not political. It's really human, and they do it all in one long act, which is a really effective way to tell the story, and I'm obsessed with it. I love that soundtrack so much, and huge shout out to that show.
I call it the best show of my lifetime, and we have a special connection to it here in Brunswick, Maine, because on 9/11, for about 6 hours, all of those planes were going to be diverted to the Brunswick Naval Air Base, and then the government decided they thought there might be a second terrorist attack if they did that. Like they thought that the terrorists would have thought, oh, that's what they're going to do, so they had something planned, and that's when they got diverted to Gander.
Wow. Wow, that's a great bit of historic trivia. Kurt, what do you think sets the Maine State Music Theater apart?
Some people have called us a factory, and I wear that like a badge of honor. We are. We do four main stage musicals. We do three special event concert series, which each of those shows perform three performances. And we do three children's theaters shows every summer, and each of those perform four performances. So literally every second of time is used in the Pickard, and it does work a little bit like a factory. But the moments that you're going to see, Hairspray 1776, Frozen, and Come From Away, those are not factory operated. Those are individual casts, individual creative teams that come from all over the United States. We hire over 200 people every summer to create all of this. So each one of those individual things has very special care taken to it. The overall apparatus that is Maine State Music Theater, which is our 11 annual staff members, that works like a factory because we don't have a choice, because it happens so fast. All of that happens within 12 weeks because that's all we get the Pickard stage for, because Bowdoin College uses it before we use it and they use it immediately after we use it. So all of that is squished into 12 weeks. And we have many people that are super subscribers, meaning they subscribe to every single show that we perform in the summer.
Oh, my gosh. Kurt, it sounds like you're not going to have time to blink between now and fall.
I'm actually missing an audition right now for one set of our kids, but that's okay. I've got great people that work here and they can handle it. So,
okay. So, go back to that now. And thank you for calling. That's Kurt Dale Clark with the Maine State Music Theater. We're going to go now to Michael. Is it Amico or Amico, Michael?
Amico, Michael Amico.
And you're director of Open House of History in Waldoboro. Tell us, what is Open House of History? I understand it's a little bit new and different.
That's right. I started it last year, and we are based at the historic Custom House in Waldoboro, and we are a place to explore the emotional forces shaping life across time.
What does that mean? How do you do that?
Well, basically, we're interested in how the emotions and feelings of individual lives and community life sort of linger in a place over time, and help determine the possibilities or obstacles for what can happen in that place or in any one life over time. And this summer, we're hosting a series of events under the name Emotional Currents Between Survival and Freedom, which concerns the emotional life and history of the larger Midcoast region. June 19th through August 16th, lectures, discussions, gatherings, immersive installations, and outdoor activities, including performance.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Michael Amico with the Open House of History. Let's see, we'll go to Britta, who's calling from Rockland. Hi, go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm calling from the Strand Theater in Rockland, and we are so excited to be presenting a real musical treasure from Maine's own Spencer Albee, the Walrus, performing right here at the Strand Theater on June 26th. This is going to be the Walrus's first time on our stage, but anyone who's seen them will tell you this is the absolute best Beatles tribute experience out there. They do these incredible live recreations of the studio recordings of all these favorite Beatles hits. It's going to be a really special evening also because we're raising funds for their state-of-the-art upgrade to our Strand sound system. And that's going to make sure we can keep bringing all these world-class performances and films to the community with the best audio fidelity possible. It's going to be a fun intergenerational event. It's really for everyone. We have plenty of ticket options to choose from. For instance, if you're looking to elevate your evening, you can get a premium ticket to our balcony experience. Loose Spirits is going to be mixing incredible cocktails in our balcony bar that night. They're a local mixology group. And so if you love the Strand and you love the Beatles and you love supporting local artists and nonprofits, we'll see you on Friday, June 26th. Starts at 5:30 p.m. and you can grab tickets at rocklandstrand.com.
Thank you, Britta. An email here from the Algonquin Playhouse. Algonquin Playhouse presents its 94th season now through November 1st, featuring beloved chestnut Hello Dolly, starring Tony Award winner Beth Leavell as Dolly Levi from June 18th to July 18th. Hollywood music comedy City of Angels, Mel Brooks' beloved musical The Producers, and the world premiere of John Mellencamp's Small Town, the story of Jack and Diane. Visit AlgonquinPlayhouse.org or call the box office 207-646-5511 for more information and to purchase tickets. So that is something that I know, Molly, you wanted to talk about a little bit. We've just given the phone number for Algonquin Playhouse, 207-646-5511. That is a phone number you would call, correct? But there are others you might not.
That's right. It is so important to everybody listening. When you go to buy a ticket to any of these amazing shows we've heard about or any other, you have to know that if you're just Googling the name of the show, maybe the town or the venue, you might get sent to places to buy tickets that could be, I kid you not, 1200% markup. And they might look so similar to what the website should look like and that you think. So my trick is, before you buy a ticket, try to click around the website, see if you can find on the contact page or the about page, see if you can find a 207 phone number. That is often a really good way to make sure you're buying directly from the venue, which means you're getting the best price. You're supporting our local economy and not whisking tons of your money out into some reseller scammy market. And it just makes the experience so much better for everybody. So really be careful where you buy your tickets. Make sure you're at the venue's website.
And I found, and I don't often have the opportunity to do this, but when I can, to actually go to the box office physically is a really great way to go. I remember at what we used to call the Civic Center in Portland, I had bought online some Tom Petty tickets and they were rotten. I thought I bought these early on and I took them to the box office and the woman there said, always come to us. Don't do this online. Oh, come to us directly. And she was very helpful. Amesel, I'm guessing you agree completely.
Oh, I'll tell you a very quick story. I saw Natalie Merchant at Johnson Hall Opera House several months ago. And there was a woman who kind of, and the director was telling people, like, please only buy tickets from us. And there was a woman who, to see Natalie was a bucket list. Her husband spent $800 on tickets because he didn't know. And she was in the back of the house and Natalie Merchant got wind of this, invited, there was an empty seat right across the aisle. I was in like the second row, invited the woman to come down, sit there, gave her a huge hug. The woman started crying, gave her all this merch. It was a really lovely moment. But the point of the story is, please make sure you are starting at the venue website. Stone Mountain does a great job of this. Port Tix does a great job of this for Merrill. Don't just Google because you're excited and buy tickets from the first thing you see, because you'll either get scammed or you're going to pay way more than you need to be paying. Yeah, please do your research. I've seen it happen so many times. It's terrible.
An email here from Caroline at Opera Maine. Opera Maine's 31st season offers something for everyone, beginning with Bound, a compelling contemporary opera inspired by the true story of Diane Tran. That's June 22nd and 28th. The season continues with Gounod's Romeo et Juliet, an adaptation of Shakespeare's timeless tale, and that's at Merrill Auditorium. And there are more events. They could all be found at operamaine.org. Anna writes, join Noel Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and Mary and his daughter, poet A.S. Aubrey, an inspiring evening of song and poetry, listening for the notes, the gift of word, and song in challenging times. And let's see. It doesn't say here where that is, so hopefully we can come back to that really quickly, where the Noel Paul Stuckey concert is. And boy, he's been on Maine Calling a few times. What a wonderful human being and wonderful person to know and have live here in Maine. Let's see, we'll go to Zach calling from Deer Trees in Harrison, Maine. Hi, Zach, go ahead.
Hi there. Yeah, I was calling to share our 90th season. We are located up on the hill on Deer Trees Hill Road in Harrison, Maine. We've got some great lineup. We're doing Annie the Musical at the end of June to honor the fact that the original composer, Charles Strauss, has performed at Deer Trees before in its formative years. In July, we have the hit musical Avenue Q, which you don't get to see done all that often, so it's a really great time to come out and see that. And then later this season, we're featuring the complete works of William Shakespeare, A Bridge Revised Again. And that's all 26 of the Bard's works put together in 90 minutes, which, as you can assume, isn't all that possible. So hilarity just ensues while you're watching.
Wow. And Amesel, you can add that to your list of anniversaries, 90th season for Deer Trees at Harrison, Maine.
Wow.
And we have a note here that Noel Paul Stuckey and daughter, August 1st at Camden Opera House. Let's see, we'll go to Elizabeth calling from South Waterford. Hi, Elizabeth, go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yes, well, I'm the artistic director for the Bear Mountain Music Hall in South Waterford, Maine. We're kind of new. We're in a former Grange Hall building, and we have a full summer of concerts and events. All of our events are by donation. We don't want anybody to be denied access to the arts and to music, so we open our doors to everybody. I have a lovely reception every time we have a concert. Our schedule can be found at our website, bearmountainmusichall.org, and on Facebook, and we would love to see you there this summer.
Oh, thank you, Elizabeth. Okay, we're almost out of time, and I'm going to try to read as much as I can right now. Uh-oh. Email from Hannah, a local choreographer named Hannah Holmes. Her new work premieres at the Temple in Ocean Park on August 28th. The work explores how we deal with ecological anxiety. Tickets for this contemporary dance performance go on sale in July at BiddefordMovementMap.com. Bandstand by the Sea at Harpswell. Don't miss free concerts in beautiful Harpswell. Fiona on Facebook, I'm looking forward to One Longfellow Square Summer Outdoor Concert Series in Portland and the Ossipee Musical Festival in Hiram. Evie reminding us of Greek festivals as Amesel did. And then Jennifer says, this is in an email, the improv community is booming here in Portland. I wanted to highlight an all-women's comedy improv group called You Should Smile More. Hilarious stand-up and improv games, including singing. Next show at the Footlights Theater in Falmouth, Sunday, July 19th at 5. I apologize to anyone who I was not able to get to, so many of you. But again, the Maine Public Community Calendar is a great place to list your event. Molly, have you been taking notes this hour?
So many notes. I've learned so much, so many things to see this summer. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and thank you to both you and Amesel Ponte for joining us here for the hour. Molly Cashwell is director of the Cultural Alliance of Maine, and Amesel Ponte, music writer and content producer for the Portland Press Herald. Today's sound engineer was Sam Tracy. Our theme song was composed by Mike Jandro. I'm Jennifer Rooks, and you've been listening to Maine Calling on Maine Public Radio.